The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I know to some people getting married isn't important, but to most people I know it is. And you could be with somebody for a very long time and you're just hoping and praying, maybe he's going to ask me. Maybe it's going to happen. There's actually some signs that he's not. You got to come to a point in your relationship. Am I cool with this? Or do I really want marriage that bad? You know, it's tough, right? Like you want, you know, because your happiness matters as much as his does.
Homies, make sure you listen to this episode and learn how to evolve. All right?
All right, let's begin it now. We were at the airport the other day and someone actually returned something that DJ Automatic lost that most people would have kept. Welcome to your Tuesday. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. Tell him what happened, Otto.
So I had left my sunglasses in a chair when I got up to get on the plane, and this guy actually stopped me before I got on the plane and was like, hey, man, here are your sunglasses. And I was like, man, I can't get rid of these $10 sunglasses. Had they been a $300 pair of sunglasses, I'm sure I never would have saw them again.
Well, I wonder if he would have kept them if they were a $300 pair. No, I think he was a nice guy. Like, he stopped you?
Yeah, every $300 pair of sunglasses I've ever had last like a week.
That's why you never buy $300 sunglasses ever again.
But that reminds me of the story the woman told me on the plane when I told her that this nice man had brought me the sunglasses. The actual flight attendant, she said, oh, one day I found $17,000 in the back of one of the seats.
In a brown paper bag.
The whole plane had been empty, and she actually gave it back to the man who was sitting in that
seat.
Well,
let me tell you why, though. She had the flight route from California to, I think it was Texas, and this was a family of migrant workers. And they would work all during the season and save that cash and take it home with them back to Mexico. And she said there was no way that would have kept that man's money because that was everything he'd earned for the entire season. That's why she gave the money back. I don't know if anybody listening would have done that. That's a lot of cash.
And I told her she had good karma for the rest of her life.
And that man, she said he cried and everybody cried. And I think it's a beautiful story.
It is.
All right. So give us our national days. DJ Automatic.
This one goes perfectly with the little story you said. It's do something nice day today.
Oh, and by the way, you lost those sunglasses on the flight, didn't you?
Yes, I did lose them. I lost them immediately after. So,
man.
The next national day we got is eat fruit at work. Day, which
fruit?
We do every day, yeah, like banana, apple,
all right,
strawberry.
Okay, all right. That's good for you.
And the last one we got is my personal favorite of the national days today. It's National Get Funky Day.
Get Funky Day?
Get funky.
Let's talk about
George Clinton and James Brown Get Funky.
Let's talk about songs that have the word funk in them. One of my favorites, E-40, Function.
We have to try function. We have to try function. We have to try function. We have to try function. We have to try function. We have to try function.
All right, now let's talk about the Beastie Boys, Brass Monkey.
Brass Monkey, that funky monkey. Brass Monkey, junkie, that funky monkey.
Old one, but it still goes on.
Oh, it still does. TikTok is one of the top trending songs at least a couple times a month. All right, and then number one, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk.
Uptown Funk you up. Uptown Funk you up. Uptown funk you up. Uptown funk you up.
All right, so don't forget, too, it's Hispanic Heritage Month. It begins September 15th and ends October 15th. Have you ever wondered why it's like
Yeah, mid-month? Why is it in the middle of 2 months?
Because Mexico's Independence Day is September 16th, el 16 de septiembre. Also, Chile, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras celebrate on September 15th. So there you go.
So they decided you get 2 months instead of one?
Well, no, you don't get two. It's like midway. You get 30 days, but that's what it is. And then remember, Columbus Day is October 12th, which is now known as Indigenous Peoples Day.
I don't even know why we have Christopher Columbus Day. He never even made it to this part of the world. He only made it to the islands by this world.
I know.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, according to marriage.com, there are actually signs that he's never going to marry you. I'm going to give you the top four right now in case you missed it. DJ Automatic, you go first.
Nobody panic, but a massive comet the size of a planet is hurling towards our solar system.
Whoa. And you don't want me to panic, okay?
Well, we got a decade. We got 10 years before it gets here.
What?
Scientists are saying this is the biggest comet that they've ever seen. It's actually 1,000 times bigger than a normal comet, but they say you don't have to worry here on Earth because it's only going to get really close to the sun around 2031.
So what you're telling me is Mercury in retrograde times a million in 2031. You know I'm going to have to call Ciarmati on this because the disturbance in the astrological forecast means that my whole world is going to get turned upside down.
I think what I'm trying to tell you is if that comet hits the sun, we don't have to worry about anything.
Don't say that. Especially in the month of October when I'm already creeped out with all the haunted house, haunted stories and all that stuff. Can I move on to my
story? You can go ahead, yes.
So in case you missed it, Marriage.com conducted a survey of 20,000 couples.
Okay.
And there are signs that your man doesn't want to marry you. So let me give you four out of the 20. These are the biggest four. Ay, ay, ay. You've never met his family. And you've been together for a while.
That is a red flag right there. Oh. If you haven't met mom, like within the first year,
something, yeah.
He's not that serious.
Okay, number three, he downplays the seriousness of your relationship. You've been together for a minute, but he doesn't use the we thing. He makes plans without you.
He introduces you as his friend.
Oh, that's hurtful. That's the worst thing.
That's what some guys do.
Okay, number two. If he's told you, I never want to get married, chances are it's because he doesn't want to marry you. That's so sad. But you know you always have that one friend, or it could be you. You're with a guy and he says, I never want to get married. Y'all break up and he goes and marries the next woman.
Like in 3 months?
Yes.
Why does that happen?
You're the man. You tell me.
I don't know. I have no explanation for that, but it does happen all the time. What's the number one reason?
The number one sign that he's never going to marry you is he doesn't move the relationship forward. If a man is interested in marriage, they'll take advantage of the opportunity to move the relationship to the next stage. Let me give you some examples of what I mean by that. Let's say, you know, you're thinking, ooh, it'd be nice for us to move in together. He goes and gets his own place.
Oh.
Or he's like, oh, I'm looking at this job. Where's the job? In a whole other country. You're not in the future plans. You know, he doesn't really think about you in that light. That's harsh.
So basically what you're trying to say is that if he doesn't ask you to move in, meet his mom, or he's more about his buddies than he is about you, then the relationship's going nowhere.
I think that pretty much sums it up. That's sad. It's sad because I know so many people that are in relationships and you keep trying and you want to force it and you think, I can change this man. When in actuality, what you should do is change your dating habits and look for someone who appreciates you for who you are, ladies.
If you've been engaged for 10 years, you're not getting married. And I know there's going to be somebody right now that's disappointed that I just said that, but I'm just sorry. You know, if it's been 10 years and he still hasn't pulled the trigger on the wedding, it's probably not going
to
happen.
That's okay. Then you get to keep the ring.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Everybody knows that Kim Kardashian and Kanye West are separated. Now, I thought after the release of Donda that they were going to try to work on their marriage, but you know, Kanye just bought a bachelor pad in Belgium.
Bro.
Oh. So he's celebrating.
And he bought a new house in Malibu. Maui.
Malibu. Yeah, it's like 30 minutes from Kim and the kids. My question is this. How much are you willing to tolerate of your partner? Because from what we've heard, Kanye West just didn't want to live with his family. They kind of bother him. They disturb his creativity.
They impeded on his creative process, yes.
Well, okay, so let's talk about this in regular folks. If you're in regular folks terms, I can't buy another house. But let's just say, DJ Automatic, I tell you, you know, you're kind of disturbing my creative process. I'm going to get an apartment downtown. And you and Ava Maddox can live over here, but we're still married. How you?
Mind you, Dana is the creative genius that Kanye West is. So you have to put that in. Because like, I think that matters. Because like, if that's what he is, and he is a creative genius, and Dana needs
he can just walk away
and
from
that
his
sort
family.
Of craft, then okay. Yeah, I think in order to provide for them, and you need that space.
Oh,
to
he got
to
provide
them.
For Kim Kardashian. Dude. Okay.
What would my reaction be? Yeah, I'd be like, what kind of Hollywood bullshit is this? I would never, ever go for it. There's no way you were going to live apart and stay together.
So you think it's Hollywood BS? That's what Kanye's
I think Kanye's incredibly selfish. I mean, to think for the fact that he wouldn't want to live with his kids. I mean, you bring these kids into the world. Obviously he's, you know, paying for them to live and they have their mother. But, you know, consciously is like, you know what? They're impeding on my, you know, creative process. So I'm going to move to Wyoming. I'm not going to live with them. If I was Kim, I would have left him a long time ago.
I don't think so. Because as long as your job as a parent is to provide a shelter and a roof over their head, it doesn't necessarily say you have to be under that roof with them.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but
what
if you're married, why wouldn't you want to live with your wife?
Looking at y'all two married people, I see a lot of reasons why you wouldn't want to live with your wife, dude. If you had the option to have multiple cribs and stuff like that, like I would see why. But in lamest terms, Kanye West is the greatest, one of the greatest geniuses that we've ever seen and one of the greatest craftsmen that we've ever
that
had.
That doesn't mean that when you say I do, you get to do what you want. Just because you're a creative genius, you don't get to, you know, be a part of everyday struggles. Of course, they've got nannies and all of that, but they're just people. Kanye and Kim wipe their booty just like I do. If you don't want to live with the person you love,
time to go.
What is that?
Time to go. Well, I always say this. When the bad outweighs the good, it's time to go. Mm. And obviously, the bad outweighed the good, so Kim made Kanye go.
If you said you were going to move out, I would just automatically think then that just means you don't want to be with me, obviously.
Well, if I told you that, that means I don't want to be with you. Just, you know, heads up. If I ever say, hey, I'm moving out.
But couples, and especially, I don't know, I've never been married, but like marriages, people go through those phases where you kind of take breaks or you need time apart, especially for people who've been together so long.
Yeah.
They haven't been together that long. I mean, I get it.
They've been together about as long as we have.
No, they have not.
They have? Oh, no.
No, he's been after her that long. But no, they haven't. And taking a break is one thing. Moving out and buying a whole new house is another. I don't care what phase of your life or whatever. Look at Bad Bunny. He's still with the same girl, Gabriela.
But he's only been famous for like 3 years.
Yeah, dude, you can't compare Bad Bunny and to Kanye West.
Kanye West has been famous for like 20 years.
So he gets a pass on wanting to live with his wife?
No, I think it's horrible that he would do that to his family, that he would move out. I would never do that. I co-sign on Kanye's music all day, but I don't co-sign him as a person. I definitely don't co-sign it on him as a father.
There's a lot worse things musicians and rappers have done to their wives besides move out.
True.
Well, the worst thing you can do, though, as a parent is make your kids think that they bother you, that there's something wrong with that they aren't good enough. I get it. You don't have to live together to be a good parent, but to just say, you know what, you're disturbing, I'm out. Nah, that's not right.
Think about the hangups that he's giving his daughters, especially that the man in their life doesn't want to hang around them because they bother him. I'm just telling, as a dad who has a daughter,
girl dad,
that is the worst thing you can do because then they're going to start looking for love. And you know how women start looking for love.
Okay.
It's just a bad, vicious cycle.
Though. You're right about that. All right. So love your children. Don't make them ever feel like they're secondary or they're not good enough.
That's a serious question, Dana. You think you really wipe your booty the same way Kim K does? Or do you think? I think they have a bidet.
I think she has like a wiper.
Yeah, I think she would probably.
I think she hired somebody.
No offense to what you guys have at home, but I don't think you guys' bathroom is as nice as Kanye's.
It is not. But her toilet might cost $300,000.
Our house probably isn't as nice as his outhouse in Wyoming.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Can you imagine Mike Tyson versus one of the Paul brothers, either Jake or Logan Paul? This might happen. I've got a big story right now. This one and more. Daily Dirt, the best gossip. DJ Automatic, let's begin with celebrity birthdays.
We got Neil deGrasse Tyson celebrating today. Travis Kelce, Kate Winslet, and Nikki Hilton celebrating today.
All right, so let's talk about Cardi B, who just, I mean, earlier today, you said it, DJ Automatic. 7-8 years ago, she was in clear heels. Now the check's definitely clear. She's running Paris Fashion Week. Vogue magazine just named her one of best fashion Instagrams of the week. She and Offset, and I think we mentioned it a little bit yesterday, they're just turning Paris Fashion Week upside down. I love her. I know people, I don't like her. She's raunchy. She's herself. She's been the same since day one.
The streets always run fashion. And, you know, they haven't gotten that far away from the streets yet.
You're right.
So these people, to them, that stuff is foreign. To Cardi and Offset, it's just the way they dress.
All right, so let's talk about another powerful woman in music. Adele has changed all her social media layouts. It happened right before Instagram and Facebook went down yesterday. But we all know what it means. Adele is finally coming with new music. She's gone through a divorce. She's got a new love in her life.
Hello.
I cannot wait. She's one of my favorites.
I'm curious to hear what the new and improved Adele is going to sound like. I really don't know. Is it going to sound like the last two albums or is it going to be something completely different?
I think in a good way. So I think it's going to reflect exactly that positively on the music. All right. And then all my boxing fans out there, can you even imagine Mike Tyson versus Jake or Logan Paul? Well, during his podcast, it's called Hot Boxing. He's talking to Freddie Gibbs. And Freddie Gibbs asked him, would you get in the ring with either one of these brothers? Here's Mike's answer.
That's the money fight. Those are the fights that make the money. Those guys got 75 million people watching them.
Would you fight one of them?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Damn, I'm not going to lie. We never spend money on pay-per-view. That, I would spend $49.99 on in a heartbeat.
To see Mike Tyson come out of retirement and lay one of those brothers out, I would pay more than that.
I would want Mike to win, but do you think he's in his 50s, DJ Automatic? These guys are young, and no matter what, they're big dudes, and they take this seriously.
Have you seen Mike Tyson's left hook? That man has the most impressive left hook I've ever seen. He will beat those boys like a drum.
I can feel it coming. The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Music Fact Time with DJ Automatic. The day is October 5th. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so Otto, you said you got some big celebrity birthdays. Let's do it.
We just got one today. It is Brooke Valentine's birthday, and she has the hit song.
Hey, I know she's a one-hit wonder, but that's one more hit than I've had.
And she was always super cool to us.
Yeah, she's a nice lady.
Now we're going to 1993 when Digital Underground releases The Body Hat Syndrome.
Got drug dealers dealing to the kiddies. Living in the city, ain't no pity on the 80.
So this is the fourth album from the group. It's the first album after Pac had left the group to pursue a solo career. But he did come back to bless the group with this verse on What's Up With The Love. Shock G said that he never really saw much of Pac after this, that he would only see him on TV just like everybody else. But he did say when they were doing business, like doing a song or doing a video, that Pac was always the same and he always came around to come and help them out.
For those of you who don't know, Tupac was a part of this group, but he started as a backup dancer, worked his way up, and quickly became one of the greatest lyricists of all time.
I am personally more of a fan of Tupac's work when he was more associated with Digital Underground. And if you want to really see a good, powerful piece of hip-hop and what that relationship between Shock G and Tupac was all about, go watch that Hip-Hop Evolution documentary, and Shock G goes into detail about it. And shout out to him, one of the most underrated, dopest MCs, period.
All right, now we're going to 1997 when producer Jason Nevins remixes Run DMC It's Like That and gives Run DMC a much needed career boost. This remix, this house remix of It's Like That, went to number one in 30 different countries.
Wow.
And sold over 5 million copies.
Listening to it, I get chills because it's still used today in commercials, movies, and it goes off.
But unfortunately for Jason Nevins, he didn't receive one single dollar of that because he didn't clear the song before he put out the remix.
Oh, no.
Run DMC got all the money from it, and they also got a huge European tour out of it because the song was so big in Europe.
Well, good thing for, what's his name again?
Jason
exactly.
Nevins.
Exactly, nobody cares.
Jason Nevins.
Good thing for Jason Nevins. DJ Automatic loves him.
Poor DJ, man. All right. And last, we're going to 2010 when Waka Flocka Flame releases his debut album, Flockavelli.
Brick Squad.
I love this album. It debuted at number 6 on the charts. It had a ton of club bangers on it, like Hard in the Paint, Grove Street Party, But No Hands was the smash, reaching number 13 on the Hot 100 and becoming Waka Flocka Flame's biggest record ever.
All right, that's Music Facts with DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Hey, DJ Automatic, did you hear that North Korea is actually banning mullets and skinny jeans?
I did. You told me earlier.
Well, what's a few things I think we should ban here in the United States? Let's talk about that right now. I'll talk with you two dudes.
One studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And earlier, we were chopping it up about our WTF story, which are basically our reactions to stories from around the world that make you say, what the fuck? And we're breaking down the new law that's going on in North Korea. Because of their fear of capitalism, they are banning mullets, skinny jeans, facial piercings, and other Western-style fashion trends.
So basically, they don't want their country to turn into an American mall.
Exactly, dog. And Automatic, you were talking about earlier, if you could ban one thing here in the United States, what is it you would ban, DJ Automatic?
Well, I said the sneakers app. And women being able to be on it.
Oh, women being on the sneakers app? Why, dog? Because you're taking L's after L's?
Because I'm taking L's after L's after. And women didn't care about sneakers 3 years ago. And now all of a sudden they're like, they're beating me to every single sneaker drop there is.
Let's talk about this. What size of shoe do you wear?
I wear a 12, but let me tell you something. They're buying the 12s. Anytime you go on there to buy any 12, it's gone. And you know why? It's because guys got their wives on it.
Oh, no, my friend. There's actually a woman out there with a size 12 foot.
Ready to stick it in my rear.
I said, I believe we should ban all women in barbershops except the female barbers. Now, let me unpack that real quick. All right. Don't start jumping on your Dana Cortez high horse women thing, feminist stuff at me. What I'm saying is I'm talking wives, girlfriends, significant others, and that includes side chicks. Don't take your side chick to the barbershop. That makes it weird for the rest of us. All right. Now, moms, you are welcome. The more single, the better. preferably. Okay?
Oh, wait, they got to take their sons in to get a haircut.
Exactly.
I get that.
All right. And shout out to all the moms doing what they got to do to get the whole family haircuts. The barbershop industry appreciates you. And the last thing I think we should ban here in the United States of America, I got to be careful with this one. Because I kind of ain't saying North Korea is wrong, but I think we should ban nose piercings.
Oh,
get nose piercings out of here, dog. All nose piercings. I don't care if we're talking Tupac. I don't care if we're talking Lil Uzi Vert. I don't like any of them, bro. It looked like you got a moco hanging out your face, dog. All right? So I believe we should ban nose piercings. Let us know what you think we should ban here in the United States to further our fashion sense.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Automatic, I'm not going to lie. When you did the whole comet barreling toward Earth in 10 years, I keep thinking about it.
Since well, you better be thinking about it because in 10 years it's going to be a big deal.
Well,
if that
I
thing
understand.
Hits the sun, we've got problems.
What are we doing? If you know for sure, we all know we're one day closer every day to death. But if you know for sure in 10 years, it is a certainty that you're done.
Well, let's hope not. Let's hope that it just
misses. What are you doing?
What am I doing?
What are you doing for the next decade?
Nothing. I'm not going to work. I'm just going to live off the money I have. I'm just going to try to live a great life.
I'm going to continue to do what I've been doing every day since, you know, I've been an adult, is deferring, deferring, and deferring until the big bang, baby. Don't worry.
We should have deferred all your student loans, DJ Automatic.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Hey, all right. More of the podcast now.